The body of Congo's leader, Laurent Kabila, is lying in state in the capital, Kinshasa. The funeral is set for tomorrow. Kabila was shot by a bodyguard last week and then flown to Zimbabwe for medical treatment, where authorities said he died. Kabila's 31-year-old son will be sworn in as president after the funeral. His first concern will be dealing with a civil war that's dragged on for the past 2.5 years. NPR's Kenneth Walker reports from Kinshasa.
Four years after Laurent Kabila triumphantly entered Kinshasa for the first time as the country's liberator, the body of the assassinated president was returned to the capital in preparation for burial. The coffin was met by all the high officials of the Congolese government, including Kabila's successor and son, Joseph Kabila, who had been the head of the army. Following a brief ceremony at the airport, Kabila's flag-draped coffin was borne on a gun carriage to the city center, along a road where thousands of grieving Congolese stand by to pay their respects. In this dirty, pothole-covered capital of 6 million, not everyone is in a state of mourning for Kabila. An English club held its scheduled meeting where members discussed the events since Kabila's assassination last week. Some even say they are overjoyed.
I was joyful when I heard that. I was nice, you know. Really appreciating how the president was, leading the country.
But another clearly feels Kabila's loss.
What we have to know is that Kabila was a great nationalist. He was he loved his country. He was a great patriot.
One man clearly captured the majority sentiment.
Kabila was really a bad president because, as far as I'm concerned, I didn't return something good from him. We are dying. We don't eat. There is no food. Our country is really down.
The criticism has been heard by the government, which, after days of deceptions about Kabila's assassination, is beginning to try to be more forthcoming. The Justice Minister, Mwemze Kongolo, held a press conference confirming that Kabila had been shot several times by a bodyguard who approached the president as if he had a message. The minister said in the immediate aftermath the government had far more important things to worry about than what he called petty criticism.
We assassinate the president in the morning and have elections in the afternoon? Is that realistic? But we were also aware of the fact that this country was at the verge of calamity, of chaos. But what is the price of receiving those criticisms compared to the security of the people, compared to what would have happened if we didn't have a structure?
Minister Kongolo says the leaders of the government met and chose Kabila's son Joseph to lead the country. Joseph Kabila may now have the most difficult job on the continent, running a country in a civil war that involves the armies of 5 African nations. His father bequeathed him a job he did not seek. The new president has inherited his father's enemies as well as his friends. The younger Kabila will not likely have to wait for the end of the official 30-day mourning period to be tested severely by his adversaries both here and throughout the Congo. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Kinshasa.